caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music and its guests, catch the wave in HD2.
Nothing like serving the Lord.
And he if you're just too desperate, you can't think around, and you'll be so glad for the joy and peace you found. God,
that's what you bless you.
That's what it's gonna do, my God.
God bless you.
If you don't give up, my God.
God bless you.
If you hold.
Then you wanna understand why. Got a request? Email us now. With the roughest DJ.
You're catching the wave. We are live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and it's my pleasure. I don't know about those guys. There's something else here in the studio. But look, I'm going to be right here with you all the way up to 8 p.m. today. And do we have music for you? And we're going to keep it live right here from the NFI studios, your number one quartet station in the world. It's the NFI Radio Gospel Network. As always, it's my pleasure. Do we have more music coming your way? And for those of you, if you're just joining us, you missed the first 30 minutes, but look, you can expect more right here today, and certainly giving God the praise. giving him the glory and the honor and thanking you for catching the wave. Oh, my. Okay, well, look, there's a lot that's going on around the world, and foremost, before I say anything else, Heavenly Father, we just thank you, God, for your presence of your Holy Spirit. And we thank you, God, for your Son that you gave for all of us, that we all may have a right to the tree of life, because it is you that we live. It is you that we have that opportunity for the tree of life. So we thank you so graciously, Lord, for all that you're doing in our life. And we pray, oh God, that you will continually guide us, give us the wisdom and the knowledge to move forward for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Look, we want to thank you so much for joining us. I've got more music coming your way. Got to do this. Got to do it. Got to take a pause for the calls for the station ID. And when we come back, we're going to burn some more rubber right here today on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet station in the world. You're catching.
Social. Check us out on Facebook.
Facebook.
Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Got a request? Email us now.
Cut it.
And now, another 30 minutes of today's best music. Best music.
number one quartet station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
You know, God is still working miracles. Because he blessed the soul of a little boy in church a short while ago. As the preacher read the scripture of how God can save and heal, he begins to feel the spirit and the presence of God in his little soul. He couldn't explain what was happening to him. And all he knew, that it was something warm and something wonderful. And after service, he walked up and gave the preacher his hand. And told him, through your message, my soul was really blessed today. Now later when he got home, still feeling good from the service, he told his mother, he said, "Mother, I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry right now." She said, "Son, come into the kitchen and I'll fix you a sandwich." She reached in the cabinet and took out the peanut butter and jelly. She said, "Mother, you really don't understand. She looked at him and said, "What is it, son? What is it that I don't understand?" He said, "Mother, what you don't understand is this right here." He told her,
I
14 minutes before the top of the hour. That's those Davis sisters, and look, they can go right. You remember that one, right? Do you remember that going back down memory lane? I don't want no peanut butter and jelly. Oh my. Now some of you young folks, you can't get into that. You don't know what they're talking about, right? Well, I remember back during the day, you know, the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, then you split it in the middle, huh? I remember I used to take that to school. How many of you can I get a witness? All right.
They stripped him, they put upon him a scarlet robe and a crown of thorns on his head. They put a reed in his right hand, and they bowed their knee before him, and they mocked him. Hail to the King of the Jews. They spit upon him, and they took away the reed, and they smote him on his head. Well, they took my blessed Savior, they put a cross upon his shoulder, they whipped him all the way up to Calvary's hill. They stretched him wide, and they hung him high, and that's where my Lord was crucified. He just hung there. Them cried out to him, when you get in your kingdom, he said, oh Lord, remember me. Now Jesus heard that Son of Man's cry that was hanging right there by his side. He answered his plea. He said, this day ye shall be with me in paradise. Hung there and died for you and me. Listen, from the sixth to the ninth hour, throughout the land, it was very dark. Then along about that ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That was a man standing there, heard my Savior cry, and he took a sponge in his hand. He put vinegar on the sponge, and he put the sponge on a reed, and placed it to my Savior's mouth. Well, and he just hung there. He just hung there and died for you and me.
Hear this. But my Savior spoke again, and he said, it is finished. He was talking about his work down here below. Then he hung his head in the locks of his shoulder and gave up the ghost. Well, they took my blessed Savior down from the cross, and they laid him in Joseph's tomb. And he stayed there just like he said.
Good afternoon. We are live from the studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, your number one quartetted contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure. That's the sounds of those sensational nightingales out of Durham, North Carolina. Now, that's one of North Carolina's finest original quartet artists around the world, and they are right here in North Carolina. We have some awesome professional artists here in North Carolina and groups, and those are one of the groups. Also, don't forget, out of Durham, North Carolina, many of you remember Margaret Allison and the Angelic Gospel Singers. Yeah, they're out of Durham also. Brother B.T. Green and the Christian Hominettes. Yeah, yeah, they're out of Durham, North Carolina. I could continue to name more and more and more, but one of the artists and groups out of Raleigh, North Carolina, and we salute them, our very own, it's Mr. William Sanders and the Mighty Golden Bells out of Raleigh, North Carolina, another professional group and artist right here in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I could continually name some more, but I'm going to stop right there. And we want to thank all of you that's listening over the network on this wonderful Thursday. It's July the 8th, 2021, and what a time we are having thus far. Look, for those of you right now currently on the outside, 76 degrees. Today's high is not going to get much more higher than that, getting up about 77 degrees, 78. It all depends on what area you're in. But we can expect some more showers, some more rain today coming from the storm. And thank God it's not any worse. So we thank God for that. Look, coming up a little later, 12:30 today, is 30 Minutes Power of Prayer with Apostle Evangelist and awesome woman of God, Apostle Mae Godfrey from Jonesboro, Georgia. She'll be coming forth. And at 1 o'clock today, we're going to go to Franklinton, North Carolina, live with Apostle Barbara Watkin and co-pastor Glennis Smith of the Christian Life Church, located at 6762 Highway 56 West in Franklinton, North Carolina. Now, for those of you who love basketball, those NBA fans, well, tonight is going to be another throwdown, and we're going to see how it all comes out tonight. It's the Phoenix Suns going against the Milwaukee Bucks, and we're going to see who's going to be coming out on top tonight. I believe the tip-off is going to be somewhere around 8:30. So stay right where you are today and on your local listening station for the details of the exact time of the tip-off. We are right at 8 minutes after 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. We're going to get back with more great gospel music. Somebody said, well, you spoke of the Golden Bells, the Mighty Golden Bells. Well, can you play something by them? They are a group that has been around the world, not only right here in North Carolina, but they've been with some of the professional artists around the world. And I don't know why not we can't play something by the Mighty Golden Bells. And many of you know the original Golden Bells, Mr. William Sanders, along with his brother Alexander Sanders, and the late, great Marvin Sanders. They are all three brothers. And what a time. Those brothers have been doing it for some years, and they are still doing it today. 54-plus years, it's the Mighty Golden Bell. Let's see if we can get something going by the Golden Bell. Oh, The Mighty Golden Bells. We're going to play one more by the Mighty Golden Bells. And if you would like to give them a call for booking, you can call them at 919-671-4562. That's 919-671-4562 to book the Mighty Golden Bells out of Raleigh, North Carolina. Here's the hit tune, Rest a While.
Here we go again, y'all. Singing some old church songs. Come on and put your hands together.
Yeah. Then when I pray at night, let me say this. Just to know I've done my best. I wanna go home to lay down and pray. But do this, Master. Just let it. Let my name be numbered with the blessed. Father, now thank you for that. That'll be my plea.
Off that make me think of God's goodness over and over again. Then I think of God's goodness over and over again.
As we go into prayer today, believing and trusting and knowing by faith that your breakthrough is just in the midst of you today. Let us come together in unity, touching and agreeing, binding, decreeing and declaring and speaking out of our mouth life. And that we speak, we can receive that God has for us today. If you believe by faith, trusting and knowing that you are in the midst of your breakthrough. So come on, let us exalt his name together this day as we pray for you and we pray for this nation. We pray for your family and we pray for the people around the world in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. I believe God that whatever you ask in Jesus' name, he will be in the midst. So we're going to touch and agree, and we want you to join us as we go into 30 minutes power of prayer.
And now let's join Apostle Mae Godfrey from Jonesboro, Georgia.
God bless you, Pastor Kearney, and praise the Lord. To God be all the glory. And we thank all of you for taking the time out of your busy schedules to listen to another brief teaching to keep growing. And another time of prayer in the name of Jesus. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Before we begin today, I just want to remind the body of Christ, number one, God is still on the throne. He is omnipotent, he is omniscient, and he is omnipresent. So today, I'm just going to speak briefly before we go into prayer on the subject of fear. Fear is gripping so many in the body of Christ today because of what the enemy has shown the world that he can do. But today, God wants us to take our eyes and focus off what the enemy has done, is doing, or maybe is still planning on doing, because greater is he that is in us than he that is of the world. So I'm going to read from Psalms 118, verse 6, and it says, the Lord is for me, so I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Now, that was from the NLT translation. Now we read from the King James Version. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? There is so much that has happened in the past 2 months, all over the United States of America, more so with focus and emphasis on what the enemy is doing. But we still have good news in the midst of all of the chaos and the disturbances from the enemy. God wants us today to just remember, he has the last word. He is still on the throne. Our hope is in him today, saints of God. Our hope is in the Lord. Our hope is not in Trump or a Republican Party or the Democratic Party. Our hope is not in man. It is in God. God has something good, something awesome planned for all of us in the body of Christ today. All we have to do is take him at his word and just trust him. If he said it, shall he not do it? And if he promised it, you've got to believe today, saints of God. God is in control. We know what happened yesterday. The world knows what happened. But we still have to look at what God is doing more than what the enemy is doing. God is still performing miracles for all of us, all over the world today. So I just want to encourage everyone, just remember the scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and then verse 7. God has not given us a spirit of fear today, saints of God. He gave us power, love, and a sound mind. So fear that's trying to grip us all over the world, we can call upon God, the Holy Spirit, to give us power to face whatever the enemy is trying to do. God's love is going to overcome all evil with his good. And so today, I just have to remind all of us, we cannot take our focus off what God is doing, off what God is getting ready to do, off what God has promised us in the body of Christ, and start walking around in fear because of what the enemy is doing. He told us, don't be afraid, I'm with you. Don't be dismayed. He said, I'm your God. That was in Isaiah. He said, I'm your God. God is letting us to know today, saints of God, he's going to strengthen us. He's the one that's going to help us, not man. He's going to uphold us with his righteous right hand. So I'm just reminding all of us today, God's presence is going to calm all of the panic, all of the fear, everything that the enemy has done and trying to do. There is still power in the name of Jesus. There is still power in the blood of Jesus. All we have to do is just take him at his word. Trust him today, saints of God. Trust him. Don't walk around in fear. Don't let your conversation be more of what the enemy is doing and less of what God is doing. God is greater. Don't even give the enemy, don't give him any room. Don't give him any place. Remove his name and what he is doing from your conversation. And then start telling each other, yes, God doesn't want us to walk around in ignorance. He said, be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Yes, he wants us to know what's going on in the world. Yes, we are supposed to know what's going on in the news. But we're not supposed to be so focused and so fixed on what's going on the news that we can't sleep, we can't eat, we can't think, we can't do anything but just rehearse and relate what we saw on the news and what the enemy is doing. I had to bring this word today that the Lord put in my spirit to share with the body of Christ. Focus your eyes on things that are above. Put your mind on Jesus. Don't allow the enemy to drag your conversation with more of what he's doing and less of what God is doing in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, we're going to go before the throne of God in prayer. Father, I pray right now that you will purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be white as snow. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. I ask you, Lord, and I plead the blood of Jesus over this prayer time. I plead the blood of Jesus over NFI Radio Gospel Network and over every listener. We take authority over every demonic and satanic spirit that has been assigned to attack this broadcast in any way. Satan, we silence you, and the blood of Jesus is against you. We command you to cease your evil plots and your schemes. Father, we thank you today for being God. You are God and you alone. We thank you. You are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are the God that healeth thee. You are Jehovah Nisi. You are Jehovah Shalom. You are our all in all. You are still the first and the last. You are still performing miracles today. Father, we thank you for sending your son, Jesus. Jesus, thank you for saving us. We couldn't save ourselves. Thank you for loving us when at times we didn't even love ourselves. Father, we thank you today. We praise you because we are the head. We're not the tail. We are above today. We're not beneath. We're healed. We're not sick. We're rich. We're not poor. We're blessed. We're not cursed. We honor you. We adore you. We praise you. We worship you. We exalt you. We glorify you. We magnify your holy and your righteous name. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we are coming together in agreement all over the world in the body of Christ, Lord. We are binding the coronavirus that has killed, destroyed, and ruined so many all over this world. Now, Lord, we loose your word to heal and to mend. We thank you, Father, that at the name of Jesus, every other name must bow. So coronavirus must bow to the name of Jesus. Father, we're praying right now for those who are grieving all over the United States of America and all over the world, Lord. Those who are grieving today, Lord, remind them, you make no mistakes. You make no errors, Lord. You know our end before our beginning. God, give them the beauty for their ashes. Give them the oil of joy for their mourning. Oh, God, give them the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lord, we thank you today. A special prayer today for Evangelist Williams and her family, Lord, whose mom went home to be with the Lord at 6:20 this morning. But God, we thank you to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. We thank you right now, Lord, because we know that you are still God and that you still love us and that you are still perfecting all that concerns us. Oh, God, I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for staying the hand of death from your people. Remove the coronavirus from the face of the earth. God, we thank you today. Lord, we prayed all last week. We prayed the week before. And we ask you, Lord. We cried out. We ask you, Lord. And we thank you because you heard us. We ask you, Lord, to reveal and to expose whatever the enemy was trying to do, Lord, in our nation. We pray, Lord, and we ask you, Lord. We said reveal and expose from the enemy within the United States and away from the United States all of the plans and the plots that he had against your people. God, we thank you today. We're coming today to say thank you. You heard our prayers, Lord. You answered our prayers, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, what the enemy meant for evil, you've already turned it around for good. Lord, we prayed and we cried out for the Vice President-elect Harris. We cried out for President-elect Biden, Lord. We ask you, Father, to keep them safe. We ask you, Lord, to keep their families safe. We ask you, Lord, to keep their minds and their bodies strengthened and safe, Lord. And God, we ask you that you will remind them that you brought them there for such a time as this, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, to help them to remember that you must be the center and the influence of their life, Lord. It's all about you. You did it, Lord. We cried out and we prayed, Lord, for the elections that were going on in the state of Georgia. And we ask you, Father, we ask you, Lord, to let your will be done. We ask you, Lord, to keep the people safe, Lord, as they were voting. We ask you, Lord, to keep the poll workers safe. And, Father, you heard our prayers. You answered. And today we come saying thank you. We said thank you. We said thank you, Jesus. You heard us. Lord, we cry out right now. We ask you, Lord. We are praying for the president of the United States of America. We are praying, Lord, for every local official, Lord. We're praying for all of the politicians, Lord. Oh, God, that we pray right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will remove the spirit of murder and loose the spirit of life. Father, we come against that spirit of hatred right now, and we lose love in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we're coming against the spirit of racism, Lord, that has put its ugly head up, Lord, like never, ever before. Father, we thank you right now. We're giving you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. You said when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people mourn. Father, we pray right now that you will continue to expose, reveal all of the hidden plots and the schemes that the evil one still has planned in the mighty name of Jesus. In every city, in every state, in the United States of America, we in the body of Christ, the saints of God, we are joining together as one. And we are pleading the blood of Jesus against you, Satan. We are pleading the blood of Jesus against your plans that you have in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you today. We haven't been this way before. What happened yesterday in the Capitol, Lord? We haven't been this way before. Oh, God, remove that chaos. Remove that murderous, that hatred, that wicked spirit. God, remove it in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, send your peace and your comfort, Lord. Oh, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We thank you for what you have done. We thank you for what you're yet going to do in the United States of America. Oh, God, we thank you. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither have entered into the hearts of men the things that God has prepared for us, those of us who love you, Lord. Father, we thank you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, you gave us your power. You gave us your power to tread on serpents and scorpions of all the power of the enemy. You said nothing shall by any means hurt us, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you right now. You said in your word that I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We thank you today, Lord. Continue to teach your faith, Lord. Continue to teach all of us in the body of Christ. In Ephesians, the 6th chapter and verse 12, Lord, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. It's not a man. It's not a lady. Lord, teach us, show us in the body of Christ that it is an evil spirit, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you right now. You said these signs shall follow them that believe in your name. You said if we believe in your name, Lord, you said we could cast out devils. You said we would speak with new tongues. You said we would take up serpents. And if we drink any deadly things, you said it won't hurt us, Lord. You said we could lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for answering our prayers, Lord. You know what we stand in need of before we even ask, Lord. Oh, God, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Oh, if there's anybody in there in need today of a financial miracle, Lord, of a financial blessing, Lord. We just pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus that they will remember, Lord. Oh, Father, that you gave us the power to get wealth, Lord. Oh, Father, that your name and your kingdom will be established. Wealth and riches shall be in our house, Lord. Now, after you give us the finances, after you give us the resources, then give us the wisdom, Lord, to help us become good stewards over what you entrusted in our hands. We're praying right now, Lord, for all of those who are sick in their bodies, sick in their mind, Lord. Oh, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and by your stripes we are healed, Jesus. You said, Father, the love I wish above all things, that thou mayest prosper, be in health, even as thy soul prosper. We thank you right now, Lord. Surprise the doctors. Amaze the doctors. Astonish the doctors, Lord. What they thought they saw before, let them look again, Lord. Thank you that that spot and that lump and that cyst is being removed now in the name of Jesus. That cyst, that spot, that lump is being removed now in the name of Jesus. Giving all the praise, the glory, and the honor to you. Lord, we thank you today. Thank you, Lord. You know what we stand in need of, Lord. You know what we stand in need of. You said, Father, what things soever we desire when we pray, believe that we will see them and we shall have them. I thank you, Lord, because you have supplied all of our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, God, you are not a man that you should lie, neither are you the son of man that you should repent. Had you said it, and will you not do it? Had you spoken it, and will you not make it good? Father, we thank you right now. We thank you, Lord, that we can do all things through Christ, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you right now. We are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today we're going to lift up our eyes unto the hill from whence coming our help. Our help comes from you today, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you. We're praying and we're crying out for the United States of America. And we thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. And I thank you, Lord, for seeing our tears in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Father, we thank you. And we ask you to continue to touch your people in the body of Christ. Remove the evil spirit of witchcraft, manipulation, intimidation, control, lying, jealousy, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we pray right now, Lord, that those in the body of Christ will remember it's not about us, it's all about Jesus. Put winning souls back into our hearts like a burning fire. Give us souls lest we die. Oh, Father, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Then after you show us our errors, after you show us our wrongs against you and against your people, I ask, Holy Spirit, that you will help us to repent and change, Lord, and love each other as you commanded us to do, Lord. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you today. Thank you, Lord. Not a one of our family members shall be lost. All of them shall be saved in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray right now, Lord. I pray for every apostle, every prophet, every evangelist, every pastor, every teacher, every missionary, every elder, every deacon, every deaconess, every minister, every lay member, every person in the body of Christ, Lord. I pray for Pastor Kearney, the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Continue to give him the desires of his heart and surround him with godly men and women. I pray for Bishop Battle and the International Covenant Christian Churches. I pray right now for Pastor Afrida and Deacon Kenny Evans. I pray for Elder Carrie Harris. I pray for Pastor Paula. I pray for Pastor Chad, Lady Alexander. Father, I pray right now for my mom, Mother Thomas. I pray for my Christian mom, Mother Inez. I pray today, Lord, for Safe in His Arms, Evangelist and Ministry, that you entrusted in my hands. I pray for the volunteers. I pray for my family in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you that this weekend will be an awesome weekend full of peace and joy and love, and it will be prosperous. We pray, Lord, that all of our bodies are healed, our minds are healed, our finances are overflowing, our vehicles, our homes, our businesses, our churches are all covered and protected by your blood, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, again for saving every member of our family. Satan, you lost. You lost. We have the victory. You are defeated, Satan, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. And I say, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Sweet Jesus. Everything to me. Break it down. I got a little brother in the audience, too. Where's Joshua from Sunday's Best? Is he here? Hurry up. Get here. Where is he? Oh, my, my. Oh, my God, oh, my. Jesus. Jesus, you're everything to me.
Everything to
Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
You're
everything to me.
Everything to
you. Water when I'm thirsty, Lord. You're full when I'm hungry.
Send me one more singer. Just man, don't let nobody just walk up. Send me somebody. Come here, Tony. Come here, Tony. Jesus.
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 Everything to me. Oh, my, 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 my.
Oh,
God, my, my, my. Oh, my, my, my.
Everything to me.
My rose of shame. my everything. Jesus, yeah. You are my personal Jesus. You are my personal Jesus. Every time I call on him, he answers. Every time I kneel, he's always there.
May we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Co-Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
It's the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Apostle Barbara Watkins and Co-Pastor Gladys Smith of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. We tell God thank you for another brand new day that he has made. I tell God thank you because he is the same God today that he was on yesterday. And I tell God thank you because he is the same God that he will be forevermore, and I give him glory just for being the God that we can trust. I thank God for each of you who have come on today. And as I come with my mind stead on Jesus, thanking him for all that he has done for me. And I thank God for all that he has done for you, because as the true and living God, he is a God that never, ever changes. And he loves you just like he do her. He loves her just like he do him. And I tell God thank you. He loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son to go on the cross, to stay there, to go into the grave. But the good thing about it, and I tell God thank you, he rose on the third day just like he said he would, with all power in his hand. And I tell God thank you. Father God, I thank you for your son Jesus. I thank you for all that you're doing. And Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I come at this hour to teach a word that you get all the glory, God. Father God, in your son Jesus' name, as your people listen to your word, God, give them an understanding through your Holy Ghost power of who you are in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, in your son Jesus' name, I tell you, thank you for all things. I thank you for NFI Radio. I thank you for the ministers that have gone on before us, teaching and preaching and praying your word, God. And I tell you, thank you, God. Father God, continue to strengthen your men and women of God that is trusting you, that is believing you, that are living for you. God, continue to strengthen them in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, continue to pour out your Holy Ghost power, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things. Father God, touch our children, children, and their children, God. I speak your anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I come against every generational curse, God, that has been sent out in the mighty name of Jesus, and I bind it up in your son Jesus' name, and I release your anointing, God, your way, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things. Oh, Father God, help me to teach your word that you get all of the glory, God. Father God, I tell you, thank you just for being God. Father God, I lift all men up to you, God, in the name of Jesus. I speak your strength in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, continue to cover them with your blood in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, strengthen right now, God. Oh, Father God, your heart, your mind, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I tell you, thank you just for being my God. For it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for all things. Don't know where you are, but where we are, it's raining. But guess who's still in control? God is still in control. Wherever you are, if the sun is shining, guess who's still in control? God is. Because as we go back to the beginning of time, it said in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And I tell God, thank you. As he created, he knew exactly what he was doing. He knew there were going to be days that we need sunshine. There are going to be days that we need rain. There are going to be days that we need snow. But I tell God, thank you, because he is the God that knows all things. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school where we're still teaching the word of God. John 1 and 1 say, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God. The word was God. The same was in the beginning.
And I thank God for his word, because see, there's strength in the word. His son Jesus was the word. He was the perfect example of the word, how he came and he walked and did what his father said to do. And I tell God, thank you just for being God. And on the third Tuesday of each month, we have noonday prayer starting at 12 o'clock p.m. And as we go into prayer, we invite you to come and pray with us. And when you desire to leave, you can. If you desire to stay until the end, you're more than welcome to. But if you can't make it, I ask and encourage you to pray where you are, because that's one thing about God. He's the omnipresent, omnipotent God that's everywhere and knows everything. And I tell God, thank you. And on July the 16th, 7 o'clock p.m., the ushers at Christian Life will be having Joy Night service. We invite you to come out and worship with us. Minister Dee Dee Watkins will be bringing forth the word of God for us. Be praying for the service that God gets all of the glory. Be praying for the woman of God that's going to bring forth the word, that she bring forth the word that will shake up the world. And I tell God, thank you for all that he is doing. When we were last together, we were talking about perseverance. And when we talk about perseverance, we're talking about another word that's synonymous with it, to endure. You don't give up. You don't stop. But you continue to remain faithful. You continue to stay in the word of the Lord. You continue to be rooted and grounded. It used that word, lodge. And we know when you're lodged, you stand strong. You don't move. Talked about being firm. And when things get hard, you still trust God. You still live for him. You still walk in the righteousness of God. You don't start on your journey and then just quit your journey. I know that it gets hard sometimes, and trials and tests will come. But that's when we have to bear down and stay lodged in God. I tell God, thank you. When we walk in perseverance, we keep right on moving in the will of God. We don't give up. And babies, you do know that when you serve God, that Satan is going to come, and Satan is going to try to distract you. The word of God let us know that he's going to and fro to see who he may devour. But even in the midst of his going to and fro, you must keep your mind on God. You must continue to live a holy and righteous life. You got to be consistent. You can't be one way one minute and another way the next minute. But we got to be consistent. We got to trust God. And remember that everywhere Jesus went, Satan would appear and tried to distract Jesus. But Jesus was Holy Ghost filled, and he was the Almighty God. So he didn't allow Satan to try and take his attention. Satan will use people, but you got to stand on the word of God. As we looked at Ephesians 6, verse 18, it said, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We can't just pray sometime, but our prayer life has to be persistent. We got to pray when we don't feel like it. We got to pray in times of trouble, when everything is going okay. We still got to persevere. We still got to be consistent. Still got to have that active prayer life. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus as we come back to talk about perseverance. I tell God thank you, because when we persevere and we live the word of God, scripture let us know that people will be holy, blameless, and above reproach if they continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel. But I find that there are times when people and things may come to shake your faith, to make you turn away from God. But I want to encourage you, don't be moved by what people say. This journey is a personal journey. Only what you do for Christ will determine your life with him in heaven. And I tell God, thank you. Don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. As we come back, we're going to start talking about being born again. Not by what we do, but by the Holy Spirit of God. And as we are born again, it gives us that ability to have faith in his son, Jesus. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Can't stick my finger out and touch him. Can't see him with my physical eye. But the word of God let us know that they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Listen to this. It said, all who have been born again do have eternal security and will persevere. If you've been born again, truly, truly, truly been changed from sin, and you've been changed unto righteousness, you do have eternal security. And that security is in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And you will keep walking in God. You won't look back. Sometimes I tell people, look back, but don't you go back. Because when we see where God has brought us from our sinful ways, and we're walking in righteousness, that's a clear indicator that you are persevering, that you are being steadfast, that you are being unmovable. When you see where he has bought you from, up until this present day and time, that you have that true relationship with him, I tell God, thank you. Because as we keep moving, as we keep reading the word, as we keep doing the word, you find that you grow in Christ. You find that you become sold out to him. There are those that say, I've been born again, but they are doing the same things that they used to do. They're still sinning. And while I know none of us are perfect, I strive for perfection. And this is an everyday journey. I so often let people know, and I have to tell the truth, that I used to drink wine. I smoked. But since I've been sold out to God and I walk in the righteousness of God, I have no desire for wine. I have no desire for a cigarette. And yes, Satan did come at me one time. He did what he was supposed to do. But I had enough God living on the inside to not turn back to that sin. And when you persevere in God, and you trust God, and you have faith in him, you won't go back, babies. And I tell God, thank you. when we look at the perseverance of saints, there's a promise that comes with it. It says, he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. And I tell God, thank you. But when God makes a promise, he keeps his promise. He's not a liar. He's not a thief. He's not deceptive. But when he says something, this has been since the beginning of time, he has kept his word. Philippians 1 and 6. It said, being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. As Paul is talking, he's trying to build the confidence of the Philippians that God's work for them is a good work, that God's work for them will build their faith, that God's work for them. And see, we can't do this by ourselves. It takes God to work in our lives. And I tell God, thank you. Listen to this. It says, God's faithfulness always avails for faithful believers. But his faithfulness can do nothing for those who resist his grace. I tell God, thank you. He's faithful. But we have a part to do also. We can't resist his grace. We can't resist his holiness. We must be obedient to the word of God. And I'm so grateful that I know now, that as I walk in the word of God and do what God's word say to do, that he will remain faithful unto me until Jesus Christ come. And I tell God, thank you. We can do nothing on our own, but we need God to help us. And I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. And as we persevere in this walk, as I've already stated, trials and tests are going to come. Satan is going to be present. But you got to endure, babies. You got to stand on the word. You can't go back. If we look at 2 Chronicles, it said, if my people, and if you are God's people, and you are called by his name, you have humbled yourself, and you seek his face. And he let us know if we turn away from our sins, not some of our sins, but all of our sins, he will heal our land. And I tell God, thank you. He will heal the heart. He will keep us at perfect peace. He will lead and guide us through his Holy Spirit. Babies, you can't serve God sometime and serve Satan the rest of the time. The word of God says you can't serve two masters. And if you're sinning, you are serving Satan. When you are walking in righteousness and the holiness of God, you are serving God. And I tell God, thank you. Babies, quit trying to serve two masters at one time and try to justify sin. You can't do it. I bind it up, Ishandarova, Shandarova, Tete, in the Ikarova, see Jesus, in the name of Jesus. You got to persevere. It gets hard, but you still got to stand on the word of God. I tell God, thank you. As we look at John, yes, God, I know God. Oh, God, I tell you, thank you. The sixth chapter. I thank God for the word because, see, in the word we have strength. John 6, verse 37. And the word of God said, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no way cast out. When we go to God and his son Jesus, what Jesus have, we can have in the name of Jesus. He let us know that he won't cast us out. He let us know that whatever cometh to him, when we go to him, he won't cast us out. Jesus promised to welcome all who come to him in repentance and faith. Those who come to Jesus come in response to the grace of God given to them. We don't do it on our own, babies. It's the grace that God gives to us. John 6, verse 39, it said, and this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should be raised it up again at the last day. I tell God, thank you. This is God's will that sent his son Jesus. I tell God, thank you, that what he gives, you know, it's his perfect will, and then it's his permissive will. One thing about God, he gives us a choice to come to him. And once he draws us nigh to him, he don't abolish it. He don't get rid of it. Once he has drawn us nigh unto him, he don't turn us away from him. The word of God said, choose you this day who you will serve. Joshua spoke that. His permissive will is left up to you. You got a choice to serve him or not serve him. But when it's God's will, his desire is that we all be saved. And when we choose to serve him, when we repent, and we're truly godly sorry, you find that as you read the word, you become a true believer. You are no longer a liar. You are no longer of two minds. You no longer walk in unrighteousness, but you walk in the righteousness of God. He's saying, this is the Father's will. Our Father desires that all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And Jesus was obedient to his Father. I guess y'all know by now, if you're true sons of God, that when you walk in holiness, it's your choice to serve God. When you persevere, you don't look back. And I tell God, thank you. You endure to the end. When you walk in perseverance, you don't allow Satan to come in, but you keep applying the word of God to your life. When you say, I'm walking in the word of God, you're not walking in your word, but you will walk it under the unction of the Holy Ghost of God. Holiness without, no man shall see God. The word of God let us know that he won't dwell in an unclean temple. And when he's talking about the temple, he is talking about our bodies. I know that God is a forgiving God. I know that God is the God that sent his son, Jesus. When he sent Jesus, Jesus went back to be with the Father. He intercedes for us. The Holy Ghost of God leads and guides us. And I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus. I know it gets hard, but you can't give up. You got to endure. If you say that you truly love God, that's who you're serving. You serve him with your whole heart, babies. And you find that as you serve him, you grow in him. You don't stay on milk your whole life. You grow in him. As a baby start out on milk, he go to soft food, then he go to solid food. As a son of God, you might start out without an understanding. But as you stay in the word and you keep your relationship with God, you do grow in him. You're no longer a babe. You become a full-fledged adult, a Christian, a son of God. Let me encourage you to persevere. Don't stop. Keep going. Don't look back. Keep moving forward. When the enemy comes, we've already been told you got to pray. You've got to come against demonic spirits in the name of Jesus. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. Persevere, babies. Keep moving. Become steadfast, unmovable. When we come back together, we'll still be talking about perseverance. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Co-Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned
sometimes in life. We seem to want to give up. But I'm here today to tell you, don't give up. Hold on and be strong. Because you can't make it without the Lord. But let me tell you what I did. I tried to do things on my own. But everything I tried to do just didn't. Go right. So I went down on my knees and said, Lord,
I just can't make it.
I just can't.
18 minutes to the top of the hour. I just can't make it without you. I don't know about you. Sending that one out to Apostle Barbara Watkin out of Franklinton, North Carolina. I just can't make it without you. As a matter of fact, that particular group is from Henderson, North Carolina. That's right. It's Brother Jane Martin and Christian Hominetz out of Henderson, North Carolina. Lead singing his one of his sons. And a wonderful, wonderful selection. If you haven't had a chance to hear the entire CD, well, stay right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And we always play some of the very best of Brother Jane Martin and the Christian Hominetz right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. What a word, what a word. Pastor Gladys Smith coming forth with the Word of God on today. Want to thank her so much for coming forth. You can join them right here every Thursday at that's actually at 1 p.m. And you can join them on Tuesdays at 9:30 a.m. to that's 10 a.m. on Tuesdays right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Well, here in the capital city, we're getting some of that rain, and I guess if you're in North Carolina, you're getting it in other cities as well. And out of state, you're possibly getting that too, and due to the situation with the storm. But to God be the glory. Didn't he calm the storm? You remember going into the scriptures where he calmed the storms when he was at the bottom of the boat, and the disciples got a little bit frustrated, a little bit nervous, he came up and they woke him up and came up and said, what kind of faith you guys got going on? You know, he didn't say it in exact words like that. But, all he had to say was, peace be still. All right, so some of the storms that you're going through, in the name of Jesus, peace be still. Thank you for catching the wave. We've got more coming up right here at the top of the hour, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's continue with more great gospel music. Stay safe. Stay blessed.
Oh, he knows the way that I take. And when he has tried me, I shall come forth as pure gold. Have you been tried in the fire? Have you been tried in the fire? Well, tell me, did you come through as pure gold? Have you been tried in the fire?
Yes.
Have you been tried in the fire?
Yes.
Have you been tried in the fire? In the fire.
Yes.
Have you been tried in the fire? To know this Christian way, but tell me, how can you know it when you never bow down to pray?
the fire.
Yes.
Only you know that. Have you been trying in the fire? You've really been converted. You don't mind letting the whole world know. But you really don't have to tell it. If you live it, the world will know. If you've been tried in the fire, oh yeah. You wanna know? Have you been tried in the fire? Religion. I belong to the noisy crew. You see, we shout when we get happy. That's the way we Christians do. Oh, have you been tried in the fire? If you've been tried, you sing it. Are you living right? Are you giving right? Are you walking right? Hallelujah. Are you talking right? Are you singing right? Are you living for Jesus?
Ladies and gentlemen, Reverend Howard Slim Hunt and the Supreme Angel.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. How many of you are happy to be here tonight? Everybody just stand to your feet. Stand to your feet and let's just give God a wave offering. Can you think of anything he done for you today that you could tell him thank you? He told me to tell everybody to praise him. Praise him. Everybody,
Praise him. Praise him. Everybody ought to praise him. He told me to tell y'all to praise him when you're happy. Praise him when you're sad. Everybody ought to praise him.
Everybody,
you too.
Everybody. to pray.
Really want.